Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heat and Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about titles in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Yeah. I think this is a very interesting topic. One of the things I see a lot is that, like, you know, this person's a CEO and there's a CMO and then there's a CPO, maybe like Chief Product Officer, and then there's nobody else.
Oh, wait, even more important and better when there's a CFO and there's nobody else.
Whoa.
And there's there's no money, no customers, no revenue, but there's a CFO.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd say CRO for Chief Revenue Officer, but hey.
To me, that's better than a CFO at that stage. Somebody should worry about revenue.
That's awesome.
Not the finances.
That's awesome. So, yeah, we're starting out laughing because this is about, I think, something we both share. I haven't talked about is, like, in a startup, there are really no titles, especially in the beginning. Yes, someone might have co-founder CEO. Someone might be co-founder head of product. I mean, you can come up with these names. But, like, at the end of the day, they don't mean anything. I mean, right now, I'm the five different things that, you know, one of the things I'm working on, and that's okay. Like, it feels great. And I'd never call myself, even in the companies I have, like, I don't think of myself and wake up and be like, I'm the CEO of these things. Even though I probably am in a lot of people's eyes. But to me, it's just like, I'm just another person that does stuff.
Yeah, I think that I couldn't agree more. I think in the early days, especially in the very beginning, like, everybody has to do almost everything, right? There's a lot of, I mean, there might be some areas of expertise where some people will assume those areas just naturally without having to give them titles. But there's also going to just be a lot of general work that needs to get done, and people will just attack them on all angles. So, yeah, I'm always concerned when I meet, like, a founding team of three people, four people, and they all have, they introduce themselves with a business card that has a very fancy title on it. That's always semi a red flag on, like, priorities. But then again, it's also kind of a youthful ignorance that is also charming in a way. It can be charming, but it can also very, very much be dangerous. I never cared about titles. I really don't give a shit. In my perfect world, like, I don't know. I think at least for a good amount of time, our title would just be employee. Just employee of company X. We all just work here, right? And try to make this work. But it's funny, I think there's two school of thought that I've seen in startups. And there's one where it's like, titles don't matter. And then eventually, once the team gets bigger, there's a utility to understanding who's doing what in the company, right? So titles start to be practically useful. But then even then, there's a school of thought that says, you know, even when we hire, we want to hire people that don't care about their title, that don't care about that type of stuff, that just care about the work. So I know of startups that would always just make it a policy that anybody that would hire, that person would come in one level below what they used to be called before. So if they were a director of marketing, they would have to start here as a marketing manager. If they were a VP of sales, then they would have to start as a director of sales. And that was kind of their test to see, is this person humble? Does this person care about the right things? Will this be a deal breaker? Does this person care so much about the title that starting somewhere, even if it's a great opportunity with the right package and the right team and everything is exciting, they care about their title so much that they would never take a step back. I know about those examples, but I also know about the opposite example where very famous, Andreessen said this once, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not 100% sure, that titles are the cheapest thing you can give out in a startup, doesn't cost you anything. So why not utilize this thing that costs zero, is kind of just like whatever, you make it up, but that can make people really happy or can help you recruit people. So I think that he talked about this concept of handing out titles pretty heavy-handedly to make people excited or to be attractive. And I've definitely noticed this. Like, it's funny. There's, like, I have a recent example where it's a VC firm / accelerator in Europe. And I definitely know that they're super heavy-handed on this, where I think there's, like, three people that started this thing and that are, like, the the people that brought in all the money and that have all the expertise and the network and everything, but to build a young team of excited, smart people around them. And I'm actually pretty impressed about the team overall. I think they're doing a really, really fine job. But the thing that sits weirdly with me, or the thing that I notice, is that they have, like, I don't know, maybe 10 people, 10 young people that they brought on the team, and they gave all of them the title of founder. Like, they have all, like, they're all co-founder of this accelerator. And I don't know, maybe I'm just too narrow-minded, but I cannot meet 10 co-founders of something. Like, that's just, it's hard for me to compute. So I've seen both schools of thoughts, like, just whatever, call everybody a VP of this, a VP of that. And the other school of thought that is like, no, no titles, or as low titles as possible to really challenge the ego, and because we don't want people that care about titles. I'm wondering what I'm sure you have an opinion on this, especially the heavy-handed title thing as a strategy to attract talent or to give people something that doesn't cost you anything as a business. And I will say I disagree that it doesn't cost you anything. Go ahead.
I'm completely on the same page as you. This is just bullshit. Like, giving people titles, making this shit up. Even, I mean, I love the idea of giving someone a lower title, but all of these things are like veneer. They're like a test. They're like a test of a person.
Mm.
And it just doesn't feel right to me. It's like there are general areas in a company. Honestly, there are some things that are not even titles, but operationally different. You know, you're as in tech land and startups, we call it individual contributor, which means, and that's an individual contributor. You're a manager. Early on, I think everyone tends to be an individual contributor. Some people are a hybrid because, you know, but you don't really see it. Yeah, I was just saying that, like, I think the whole title thing is really bullshit. Even lower titles, or, you know, thinking titles are cheap. Titles aren't cheap. And to me, it's like early on, there's really, you know, people just doing stuff. Like you said, people are wearing multiple hats. They're probably doing the same things a lot of the time, different things. And over time, some hierarchy forms and some people become managers. Or you hire in, you know, managers because you found some great ones. And what I mean by manager is their primary job is basically being responsible for other people and their work output, not just your own work output. And then we get into like these organizational charts and all that, which, like, to do business, I really believe you need that. This whole flat hierarchy, flat organization stuff hasn't seemed to be working for most companies.
Yeah.
And there are things like pods of like groups of people, but even those groups of people have functional areas. There's a product person, there's a designer, there's an analyst, there's a, you know, engineer or two or whatever. And there's still some hierarchy going on, even if it's not necessarily a manager. There's still some processes in place for accountability and things like that. Reviews still happen. So to me, I focus much more on the behavioral aspects of it and what needs to be done to get the job done. Like, what do people need to do? What's the work we need to do? And I focus much less on the titles. I mean, somebody who worked their way up, so to speak, as the company grew in one of my companies, he himself started out as an analytics engineer. In a lot of ways, that was a demotion in his title compared to where he was at in a corporate job. And by the end of it, he was the equivalent of VP of product. He may be CPO, depending on how you look at the size of the company and what his title should have been, but he never really cared about the title. He was just really good at working himself out of a job and, like, constantly, like, you know, doing jobs and then either delegating them, giving them to somebody else, or just automating them. And he kept working himself up, and he is a manager. And so that was what he ended up doing over time. But he really wanted to work in a startup and had that attitude and mentality. And we could afford him at the time. He wasn't super expensive, but he was definitely not somebody we would have hired at like 5 people or even like 10 people. We hired him more at like 10 to 20 people. And that's just a good example for me of someone you would expect that would want a VP title or a director title early on because they might have had it before. I think he had a director title and he ended up just growing with the company. That's a classic case to me of somebody who doesn't give a shit about a title and a company, my company, that didn't really care about having a system in place for like a rule for how people come in and just how it needs to be done, right? Instead, we were very specific to the people that were coming in. In fact, we screwed it up the most when we gave people titles of any kind, like really official titles where they were doing that job. Even like our VP of sales who I hired, and in hindsight, the rule of make him a director, not a VP, would have probably been smarter for us to do. Not anything against him, but just the way the company would have taken that, you know. And I think people don't think about all of these things. And I know I just said, oh, don't have any rules. That wasn't a rule. That was just for that role in this day and age, I would definitely demote the person or leave them level set at where they were just because then it's easier for them to come into the company, in my opinion. And I'd convince them of that, judging by the kind of culture I want, which is this idea that nobody is better than anyone else. I think that's really what this boils down to be honest with you, right? You're trying to avoid that somebody's better than anyone else inside of a company. And I would just do whatever your culture is. I would do whatever you can to preserve that. I know there's a lot of cultures out there, especially a lot of things coming out about Uber and even Tesla and a bunch of companies where it's not really like people are like equal. But to me, like, I've found that when people feel equal and they feel like they can have a say and things can happen, you end up getting better people for every role in your company.
Yeah.
Not just like a single role, regardless of their own level of expertise or their own experience. Because it's not about that. It's more about like people feeling heard. It's more about people feeling like happy when they come to work and leave, and not just happy, but feeling like they made progress and they had alignment with the company and, you know, they were going towards the company's goals, et cetera. So to me, that's my like little rant on this topic, which is like, damn, like we really try to make rules for people when like people hate rules. Like what's up? Like we're individuals. We want to be treated as individuals, you know, not like, oh, this company has a rule. I'm going to have to do this when I join this company. Like, just think about even somebody talking to their friend about joining your company. Does it sound stupid, right? That you demote everyone, right? Or that everyone has C levels or whatever. Yeah, it sounds stupid. Like, so then don't do it, you know?
I love it. So first of all, I want to bring it back to this, like, titles are cheap and it doesn't cost anything. Because I actually think it does have a lot of hidden costs. Like it does cost some. It might not cost you money as a company to give out titles like crazy, but it can cost internal friction. It can cost confusion. Who the fuck is anybody if everybody is the CEO? Like if you have 30 people and they're all CEO, it could be confusing to people. Like this is not. This is. I mean, it might be your way of being edgy and cool and different, but it's also gonna confuse the fuck out of every new person you hire. Like and everybody externally, nobody will know what's going on in this company. And confusion, you know, can also be distracting. It might attract certain people, like giving titles out heavy-handedly and attracting somebody that way, you might want to ask yourself what type of people you're going to attract. Why, if somebody chose your company over somebody else's because you gave them a VP title versus a director, is that really who you want? Is that somebody, the way this person makes decisions, is that really going to keep them around and keep them productive? I have my doubts about that. So I do think that it is costly, even if it doesn't cost you money directly. The other thing is, it's a credibility thing. Like, honestly, if I look at your resume and it says, I had this a while back with a kid that we were talking to give a sales position. And on his LinkedIn profile, in his resume, he had like the CTO title at a startup. And I'm on this phone with this kid. I'm like, dude, are you technical? Like, it says CTO. You were CTO of a tech company and you want to be in sales in my company? Just explain that to me. And he was like, well, you know, this was a very non-tech company and everybody knew nothing about it. And I'm kind of like, I don't know how to cope, but I like technology and I was helping them with them setting up their Gmail account and their calendar and their whatever, their web block or something. So I was kind of the default. This is not just charming, this is damaging to your reputation. Like, don't put CTO on your resume if you set up a blog for somebody, right? Even if they called you that, they didn't know any better. And please, you should. I mean, it's hard to, people won't take you credible. You're a VP of something, right? Tell me about the organizational structure you're managing. Who was the director under you? Who were the managers? And how big was the org structure? If you're the VP of something and your team is a team of total of two people, you're not a VP. Like, you're a manager. Like, just don't give yourself titles that don't match reality, because it's gonna hurt your credibility. It is gonna make most people who know what they're doing think less of you, think that you're a joker, that you just don't know what you're doing. So it's not impressive to be a VP of sales. If you're on a real VP of sales, it is a joke. So be careful with this stuff. You know, and as you said, like, you're like, I don't even know. Some people think of me as CEO, but I just do work. Like, I never introduce myself When people ask me what I do, I usually just tell them, oh, when people ask me the company, I tell them, yeah, I work for Closer. And when they ask me what I do, I just tell them what I do. I'm like, well, you know, I do a lot of content. I work with the people in the company. I don't even fucking know what I really do. People laugh. I talk about what I do and what company I do it for. I never say I'm the CEO of so-and-so. And it's not because I'm ashamed of it or because I don't want to say it. It's just because I find it irrelevant. Like, if you ask me what I do, I'll tell you what I do. Being the CEO is not the answer to what I do. I do different things day-to-day than a year ago. Depending on when you ask me, my priorities are different. So that's what I do at that time. But I want to actually bring up one scenario where I think titles are incredibly helpful in startups, and actually using even overblown titles or being using the really prestigious, the C-level titles can be very practical and useful. And that is in sales. And, you know, this is not the world I'd love to live in. And, you know, in a better world, people would not care about this. But people in general, like outside of the startup world, outside of like entrepreneurs that are operators and that are not interested in bullshitty titles, the greater world, especially the corporate world actually cares a tremendous amount about titles. And so when you want to get in touch with somebody important to potentially sell them on your solution or get them on a call, your title will matter to that corporate executive more often than not, right? So if you send the corporate executive an email and you are just Stelly, employee of Close, that will give a much weaker signal to that executive to respond to you than if your title is marketing director or director of marketing or even VP of marketing or even better, CEO, right? So these titles to corporate people, they do signal how important you are, because that's kind of, when you're in a massive corporate organization, that's kind of how winning happens, is not by necessarily how much work you or how much value you create, but much more measured by how you have moved up the ranks and what your title is within the org structure. So because they care about the titles so much in their own career, they care about titles externally as well. And your title will tell them if you're really, really important and they should care talking to you, or if you're not important or not more important than them and they shouldn't care about you. So if you are doing some kind of outreach and you're trying to get people's attention in the corporate world, in the enterprise world, giving your intern some like a fancy title, like, you know, head of corporate partnership or director of something, might not be the worst idea in the universe, because it is free, but it would just be for that email. And in that, it's not also a lie. In that moment, there's nobody else that's reaching out to try to create corporate partnerships. So he is the head of corporate partnerships in that moment. But having a fancy title like that will capture their attention. And oftentimes in sales, I teach people to actually loop in the CEO, maybe even in the final stages of the deal, just so people see that the CEO was CC'd, right? Or that the CEO responds in an email thread and says, we're excited. I've heard a lot about you. We're excited to get you on board. I will do our best to serve you really well. Just like that little touch of, oh my God, the CEO responded. It sounds silly and it shouldn't be this way. And we, the two of us, know how useless a CEO can be and how little it really means. But people care, especially in the corporate world, they do care. So I think that using titles strategically to make sure that people don't overlook you and make sure that people feel treated really well, or they feel like they're at the table with the right person, I think that that's smart and that's just practical. So that's the one tip I'll give in the one situation where I think you should get a little crazy with the titles, because I think it can be very useful.
Yeah, I love it. I didn't think of that one. Don't deal with that one a lot, but we did the same thing when we could, when it was a sales situation. You can see how much I try to get that out of my head. Yeah, it's great though. Like, I love it. And it does matter, because when you're selling to companies that are larger than you, titles do matter. Once you get past like 50 or 100 people, those titles, they start mattering for people. So a lot of the things we said have to do with startups.
Yep.
I would say that my tip is probably pretty basic, sums up a lot of stuff we talked about, but it's like, be really thoughtful about the titles. Like, really think about what impact it's going to have to your company. And just think about it. If nobody had, one good example is, nobody has any director, VP, or C-level title, you're looking to recruit somebody, who, you know, will level your company up. You really feel excited about them, but you need to give them this kind of title. In a lot of ways, if you're a co-founder or founder or CEO, and that's your title, let's say, because it just has to be for whatever reason, you've got a small company and you're bringing in your first executive like that, how's it going to feel to the whole company if you bring in this like sort of one person with this crazy title? In my opinion, it actually even demotes you in a lot of ways. Mm. So you want to be careful about all these scenarios and think through what's going to happen to the other people in the company. How are they going to feel about it? And making sure that you even ask that person a simple question, which is, if you come in with title X, how's that going to make everyone else feel? And what are you going to do about it?
I love it. All right. This is it from us for this episode.
Happy titling.
Happy titling. Bye-bye.